the new revolution in radio.
CyberStationUSA.com.
Americans are united in sending one message.
Good will to the people of this planet.
I will do my best to represent my nation.
We have a picture now. Really looks beautiful.
This is the evolution of radio.
We are more integrated now than at any other point in the history of the human race.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program from The Purge, Derek Luke. We all remember him, 13 Reasons Why. Derek, thanks for calling, and I appreciate you coming on today.
Oh, man, thank you for having me. This is exciting.
Absolutely. Let's jump real quick, and then I want to get to The Purge, but I wanted to tell you about why I love your character in 13 Reasons Why. It shows really the human aspect of, I'm a former teacher. I own a touring consulting company, and I see the whole feelings. When I first started watching 13 Reasons Why, I was in a way kind of not afraid to because of hearing the bad feedback, but I wanted to really learn what teenagers are looking at, and especially what I've dealt with as a former teacher myself and have counseled kids and stuff like that. But your character in so many ways is so powerful because you really had to go and deal with so much trauma and drama in the three seasons so far that you've been on the show.
Yeah, no. Well said. That's one of the reasons why, me and my wife and Professor Christopher Emden, we do and have been doing work in the local urban schools for the last 6 or 7 years, and it's all about transforming the space between the teacher and the student. And so, you know, it was pretty interesting and challenging to sit in Mr. Porter's place to see actually, you know, in the fiction or nonfiction way, what comes through the door and what teachers can and can't handle, you know what I mean? And it just gives a good read on, you know, what's happening into our society.
The challenges that teachers have to go on a regular basis, the challenge parents are going through today, Derek, compared to 20 years
ago,
is just really scary because 24/7 is social life for these kids. And what we're seeing on 13 Reasons Why, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the show, because I firsthand see it myself, is guess what? This is real. This is not fake. This is what teenagers are going through on a regular basis. And it's a lot more different than when you and I, Derek, went to school.
Yeah. You know, someone once said that, and they were actually talking about, you know, music and the difference between, you know, our generation or one generation versus another. And someone says something interesting, and they were just like, well, you know, the generation before, you know, they're all sort of interconnected. And I guess what I'm saying is what I realize is that it seemed like pain was more minimal, but it was still pain.
Yes.
And now I think we're just seeing more of an outcry of what the past was masking or what the past was. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, because there was pain, but it was dealt with in a different way. So that's a huge question. It's a good question, but I would really have to take some time to, you know, examine it. But I was really excited to be a part of 13 Reasons Why, because it just really brought up just present day pain, hurt, and the situations for student, yes, teacher, and parents.
And I think it brings up those conversations. All right, now let's get to the Purge. When I saw the, again, I'm not familiar with the Purge before. I just am familiar with the USA Network. When I first saw the specific premise of the show, and I remember watching it, I forget what was on, and they showed the preview, and I was just absolutely blown away to imagine what anarchy would happen if you could commit any crime you wanted for one day, and what would happen. I mean...
Dude, you know what? just how you're saying it, like, it makes it feel like so surreal to hear, you know, even though I was in a part of the franchise now, it sounds surreal to hear someone else sort of repeat what the, you know, the premise of the show is, man. That's crazy, dude. It's fun, but it's crazy.
Yeah. Because, I mean, just imagine just those things that happen. You go and you destroy things, you do whatever, but the aftermath is the problem, Derek. And your character had to deal with the aftermath, right? Kind of update us what we missed in season one without giving really anything away, and what's going to happen in season two without giving away things. That's always hard, right, in the show because of these streams. Now, because everyone wants to catch up on shows and they have it on their laundry list, right? That's the whole problem with not giving things away. Like, just try to give us your character and what you've gone through without giving a lot away. That's what I would say.
Sure. Well, you know, from the movie to the series, to the first season, the first season, like the movies, it sort of mirrors what happens on Purge night. The difference with season two is it's basically people that are trapped, targeted, and have to survive between two purges. And so what's cool about this is that I call season two a collaborative season because it's a season that was authored by James DeMarco's conversation with the fans at Comic-Con. So season two is really a homage and a tribute to the fans who have asked, you know, what happens between purges? How do you deal with it? And so the second season is basically 364-day spiral of how to survive during the purge. And that's where you find my character, Marcus Moore, this ordinary guy,
yeah,
who's basically has secured his life and pulled himself up by his own bootstraps, and basically his life begins to go in a spiral because he ends up on the list and he can't figure out why.
For sure. And it's kind of, in a lot of ways, you're talking about two characters that mirror each other in certain ways. Your character in The Purge and 13 Reasons Why, in a lot of ways, you have been thrown into the fire where you didn't expect, with in different ways, but in the same way as well.
Yeah. Well said. Yeah, I like that. Well said. I like that. Man, I'm gonna have to borrow that one.
Okay, you can borrow everything you want, for sure. Again, we're talking to Derek Luke here on the Neil Haley Show about The Purge and season two. So in a lot of ways, you guys are listening to your fans, the whole franchise's fans, in a way of saying, this is what we're giving you in season two without giving things away.
It's you know, we just wrapped The Purge about a week and some days ago, and you know, right after that we got to go to Comic-Con. And what was cool about Comic-Con for me, it was my first time, is how knowledgeable the fans were. And I was just like, wow, I totally not only thanked them for, you know, the second season, but man, just the plots, the way they think about it, you know, I wish I had talked to a couple of them before I started season two. It would have been a lot more fun and taking different risks you know, as an actor.
How can we catch up to season one? Is there a way right now on anywhere to catch up for season one to prepare ourselves for tonight? Or at least if we didn't watch tonight, which everyone should, tonight at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern, is there a way that people can catch up from season to see season one and stuff?
You know, that's actually a great question. I haven't been briefed on how, but what I assume is that it should be available on USA or Amazon Prime, any of the streaming networks. But I really believe that season two is a narrative like within itself, because, like I said, the movies and season one is about the Purge night. Ours is characters that are trapped between two Purge nights. So
how about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, man.
So you don't have to miss. So you just tune in tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, and then when you have time at night, you catch up on season one. And it wouldn't matter, just so that you can really understand this. And we know the true Purge fans know everything, Derek. So I appreciate you coming on, and thanks for the extra time to get to chat with you today. And good luck with your career. And you are an awesome guest for sure. I appreciate you calling.
Well, thank you.
All right, take care. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye. You listen to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity segment on the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome to the program Jeremy Irvine of USA Network's Treadstone. Jeremy, thanks for calling. And
hey, good to be with you.
I'm a huge fan of the Bourne franchise. It's something that I think we all wish we could wake up with, the ability to in a way use some of these skill sets that these Bourne killers have to represent and do certain things, but yet it's a horrible life for them. And so how excited were you, Jeremy, when you first were asked to be part of this project?
Well, I think you're right. I think probably not so fun in reality, but a lot of fun as an actor to play. You know, it's kind of every boy's dream to sort of run around with a gun in an action movie, kicking ass. So, I loved it.
Exactly. And so is it the same thought process as in the Bourne thing, that basically they at one point were programmed and they didn't know and they completely forgot everything and then were set to do certain tasks so that their mind would not... the human element of their life would not get involved in it in the process?
Sort of. I mean, with my character, I was working for the CIA, and I was sent across, this is during the Cold War, my storyline. So I'm sent across into East Berlin to to go and infiltrate a Russian facility where we think they're doing mind control, and as I'm doing that, I get captured and sort of put into the under the program itself by the Russians. My character's sort of able to sort of hold on to enough for himself that he manages to escape, but then sort of finds out that maybe he's been programmed more than he thought, and it's kind of this, you know, sort of in a battle of him questioning whether he's a good guy or a bad guy. You know, has he been deliberately sent back by the Russians to sort of fight against his own country?
So it points, do you forget things as your character without giving anything away that happened before?
So there's, you know, so he's sort of about discovering what the last 6 months have been for his character. Just,
we have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcasters' features, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
When he thinks he's sort of figured it out, it all gets turned on its head.
We're going to learn from this process that there were a bunch of people like yourself being programmed and developed at this time, right? We're kind of going back in history
mine's sort of the origin story, and then there's the other main storylines all set in the present day, so sort of after the last sort of Bourne film that we've seen. They sort of pick up where that left off, and there's a few references for the hardcore fans, and you'll be able to sort of figure out where these guys have been while all the films have been going on. So it's kind of, it's got a good mix, I think.
So tell me about the training to get ready for this, because there's a lot of action involved in this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of the physical stuff. It was about 2 months of training with the stunt teams to learn all the fight techniques. And they're very, you know, the thing that I loved about the Bourne films was how sort of real and visceral the action scenes were and the fight sequences were. So the stunt team are, you know, really insistent on everything that went into these fight sequences that you'll see in the series. They're all shot live in front of camera. You know, it's not a load of CGI in front of a green screen. Yeah. It's all done for real, which meant that we had to sort of learn the techniques for real. And everything that you see are techniques actually taught in martial arts and actually taught to special forces. So it's sort of got that sort of hyper-realism to it. A lot of the stunt directors and military background and stuff like that. So trying to keep it hyper-real as well as entertaining as well.
Does this make you enthused with the learning this certain self-defense and stuff to want to learn more after going through this process for 2 months to prepare yourself?
Yeah, it's great fun. I mean, I loved it. I mean, it's great fun when you're doing it and you're hitting someone who's wearing pads. I mean, I don't think I want to fight any of my stunt doubles without that. But it's just such a laugh, you know, as an actor getting to do all that stuff. I loved every minute.
You know, what's also cool is the fans, right? You have a built-in audience already of fans of the Bourne series that are all going to be coming, reaching out via social media and asking questions. And that's a great start point to a show that just starts out, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to hopefully have that audience already. It's also a lot to live up to. I mean, I hope we do it justice. I feel like we have. I definitely think, you know, it's action on a level that we haven't seen on TV before. So I really hope that people who enjoyed the movies enjoy it as much as that. I mean, I'm certainly class myself as a Bourne fan. I'll be my own worst critic, no doubt.
So are you big on social media, Jeremy? Some people aren't. So are you a social guy?
I have an Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, I have an Instagram, which I do my best on. I don't know. I do my best. I sort of rebelled against it for a long time, and I only really got it about 3 or 4 years ago. And it's kind of a necessity now. In this business,
it is.
You know,
it is.
I tried not to, and then, there were jobs where they're like, it's a new contract, your social media obligations. So, I do it for fun now. You know, try and keep it fun.
Isn't it funny the people that completely lock themselves out now, the everyone's like, you have to be, especially with all the streaming, right? Because again, you can kind of bring people back that couldn't tune in tomorrow night at 10 p.m. and on USA Network and say, hey, you can catch up. So that's a great way for you social to do that. Yeah.
I mean, there's, no doubt there's a lot of downsides to it, but I mean, there's also a lot of upsides. I mean, especially, as an actor, being able to sort of reach the people who probably, if they're following you, then they probably do want to see your movies. So, it's great for that. And it's great for being able to sort of, if you do like a project, you'll notice I talk about it a lot. There's probably quite a few projects I've done where I never mention it on social media, and that's probably a good sign as to how I personally feel about it.
Now, anything else, any other projects going on? People can go check you out on Instagram to find out what else is going on with you, right, Jeremy? Anything else going on right now?
A couple of things.
Yeah.
There's a movie, which I've got a little part in, with Emma Roberts and some other great actresses called Paradise Hills. There's a movie out early next year called The Last Full Measure, which is sort of a Vietnam War thing with Sebastian Stan and Ed Harris and some great people like that. So, a few bits and bobs to still come out this year. This won't be my last bit of press of the year. But we'll see.
Well, I'm going to give you a prediction. This show is going to go great. This is going to be awesome. The built-in audience, everyone loves this action. And USA Network, perfect place for sure. Think about it with all the different types of great programming out there. You have a great platform and you're going to have great success. So I appreciate you calling, Jeremy. Everyone needs to tune in again.
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 10 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. Take care, man. See you. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Network's Lyrically Lime Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program first, Peyton Leonard. Peyton, how are you? And we have an exciting guest today.
Good. Yes, certainly. She's awesome. I'm really excited to have her on the show.
All right, so go ahead and introduce our guest.
Awesome. So we have Disney Channel's Coop and Cammy as the world's star, Rebecca Metz. Rebecca, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, fantastic, awesome. Rebecca. We're happy to have you. And you're really, just to tell the audience, you're busy being up pretty late, right, when you do the shoots, right? Tell us how crazy the set is at that time to kind of get things rolling. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because kids multicam, that's sort of, industry speak for what most people recognize as a sitcom, is usually known for having easy hours because the kids can't work overtime. So that, kind of keeps us on a shorter schedule. But I can work overtime, so I'm the one who ends up being there all day after the kids get home. So, that's sort of the nature of television, is we work crazy hours. Sometimes we start not as early in the morning as some other shows, so we're lucky there. But, start shooting at 8 a.m. and get out 12 hours later, hopefully.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's, that's the world we're in. That's what we're looking at today. But fortunately, I had some time this morning to talk with you, so I'm glad for that.
All right. Well, fantastic. Go ahead, Peyton, with your first question.
Awesome. So, Rebecca, did you always want to be an actor?
Yeah, from a pretty young age. I I remember, the story is, and it's true, I remember watching The Muppet Show as a kid.
Oh, wow.
And sort of, like, watching the backstage scenes and thinking, like, I think that's where I'm supposed to be. Those are my people. Mm. Those puppets are my people. So, yeah, from a pretty early age, I took piano lessons. I did theater. My parents are both singers, and so they sang with a chorus, and I would, whenever they needed kids, like for a musical or something, I was part of it. So, yeah, I kind of set my sights on it from an early age.
So, who's your favorite Muppets character?
Oh, it's too hard to pick. I mean, I like the weird monsters. I like Crazy Harry, who blows things up, and New Zealand, who throws the boomerang fish. But, like, of the main core Muppets, I think I like Scooter, the stage manager. You know, the one who's always organizing things, trying to keep everyone on track.
Oh.
I think I have a little bit of Scooter in me, so I love Scooter.
Animal was my favorite. Animal was my favorite.
Of course.
So
I mean, who does the whole band?
Oh, they're fabulous. And then kind of later on, thinking of my journalist days now, the critics are the funniest as well. They're so great. And especially before it went to movies, they're just so hilarious. And then the way the Muppet shows have continued. Do you ever want to be in one of the movies? Do you hope to ever get the chance?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I mean, I've told everyone at Disney, like, you don't have to invite me to any of the Marvel stuff, any of the Star Wars stuff. I just want the Muppet stuff. Like, put me in any Muppety thing. I actually got to meet that they just did their annual conference called D23, which is like the crazy Disney fan conference they do in Anaheim every year. And and we went. The Coop and Cammy cast went to, you know, take some pictures and meet some fans. And I found out that Kermit was going to be there on the same day. And so I emailed and I said, all I want in the whole world is a meet and greet with Kermit. And I got one. I got to talk to him and take a picture. And it was like truly a bucket list moment.
That's awesome. And see, that would be one I would want to interview Kermit the Frog. That would be one of my favorite interviews of all the celebrity interviews I've done in my entire life. That would be just awesome. So I didn't know. So basically the Disney brand owns the Muppets now too. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, Disney kind of owns everything. They own the Muppets. I'm on another show called Better Things on FX, and you know, Disney just bought Fox, so everything I'm on is a Disney property now.
I did not know that Disney bought Fox. Oh my, that's gonna change things. Interesting.
It's a huge event.
So it looks like it's going to be a competition, and I'll let Peyton have the next question. I'm kind of getting the inside scoop here today with Rebecca. There's probably going to be a streaming battle between NBC Universal, between Disney and Disney streaming service, and Netflix and Amazon. This is going to really change the industry, isn't it, with that purchase?
Oh, absolutely. It's already happening, yeah.
Wow. And who will win, we won't know.
I mean,
for
actors, I mean, I think for the audience, obviously, there are so many more ways to watch TV and movies and anything. You know, it's just that you have a lot more options for where to watch things, although it also gets a little more complicated to navigate. Like, I'm in the industry, and I'm trying to figure out if I can cut the cord. And it's like, every time I think about it, it hurts my head to think, can I get all the channels and shows that I want to watch without a cable subscription? And then eventually I just give up and have a subscription to everything. But for actors, it's really changing the amount of projects that are out there, the kinds of projects that are out there, the way we get paid, you know, instead of kind of traditional residuals for TV use. Now everything's moving over to streaming, and that's something that the actors and writers and everybody has to navigate. So yeah, things are changing a lot and really quickly.
All right. So thanks for the inside scoop. Go ahead, Peyton, with your next question. I'm finding industry stuff to talk about, but go ahead with your next question, Peyton.
Sure. So Rebecca, what was your first acting gig?
Oh, gosh. I mean, my first acting gig ever was probably the musical Carousel with my parents back in New Jersey. Our chorus did a production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, and I was one of the kids in it, which was amazing. It was my first time in front of a big audience. But my first paid acting gig was actually, it's insane, on the old TV show Politically Incorrect. They did a sketch during the Clinton impeachment and Lewinsky scandal where like all of the characters were in high school, and so I played Linda Tripp in high school, and I was like recording everyone in my locker.
That's so great.
Oh my god.
And now
it
you're
my
seeing
first acting job, which no one will ever see again. I don't even think this tape exists, but it was wild.
So Rebecca, I guess you're gonna get called in now with all the political skits, right? It seems like the days of Clinton in certain
ways.
Oh gosh.
I I mean, I can't imagine who I would play. Yeah, I'd be down for that.
You never know. Again, yeah, gotta be open to any job possible for sure. And that
absolutely.
Is, you never know when that next job will come or different thing. Like you just brought up to me, I'd say to you.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
You know, I work all the time with NBC on their main tours with their top talent. I want to get hooked up with Disney. And I was like, oh, maybe I now know somebody that can hook me up in that end. Because when you make yourself available as a journalist, opportunities happen. Just like when you make yourself available as an actor, opportunities happen. And you never know where they come from, for sure. All right, go ahead, Peyton, with our next question.
Awesome. So, how did you get your role on Coop and Cammy?
It was a really traditional audition process. I heard from my agents, I think in September, that there was a new show casting for Disney Channel, and they were looking for a mom, and they submitted me, and they were going to hold off and have a few rounds of auditions and then bring me in later, which is always nice. It's nice when they know your work well enough to say they don't need to see you right away. But so I went in during the callback phase. They asked me to do a test and I got it. I mean, it was like, it's funny. You can spend so many years feeling like you're banging your head against the wall for these sort of series regular to get on a steady gig on a show. And then when it finally happens and it's the right fit, it's just like walking through an open door. It was really kind of easy.
Wow. Nice.
Two auditions and there I was.
Now, how? Awesome. So did you have experience with Disney before that opportunity? Did you like, because again,
weirdly, I day jobbed at Disney for 11 years when I was supporting myself, when I was, you know, acting in guest roles, but not acting enough to make my living at it. I was an executive assistant at Disney Internet in the online games division. So I worked at Disney for a long time. At a desk as an office worker. So I know that company really well. And to be back there, I'd done a couple of ABC shows, Boston Legal, and a couple things over the years. But this was my first major role as an actor being at Disney. And it is really, you know, I spent a lot of years kind of dreaming of the day that I would be back as an actor. And to see that come to fruition is a really fulfilling moment that I think about a lot.
All right. Again, we're talking to Rebecca Metz here on the Lyrically Lime Show, and Peyton has the next question.
Awesome. So, Rebecca, can you tell us a little bit more about your current role in Coop and Cammy? I know you said you're a mom, but can you get more into detail about that?
Yeah, so Coop and Cammy Ask the World, the title, it's a little bit of a mouthful, but it refers to two kids, Cooper and Cammy Rather, who have an online show where they ask their audience would you rather style questions. So like, would you rather do X or would you rather do Y? And sometimes they're wacky questions, sometimes they're like decisions they're trying to make in their lives. But I play Jenna Rather, their mom, and the mom of two other characters, Charlotte and Ollie Rather. And there's a neighbor, Fred, who's always in the house, as a lot of parents can probably recognize. So it's five kids and me. Jenna Rather is a single working mom. We find out in the pilot that her husband passed away 2 years ago, and she's ready to start dating again. And she starts dating the kid's principal, which brings up all kinds of interesting situations. But Jenna's one thing I really love about the character is that she's allowed to have a lot of personality. She's not kind of a cookie cutter mom. You know, when I was auditioning for it, I was nervous because I don't see myself. The picture I have in my mind of a Disney Channel mom is not me. And and I've been really pleased to discover that she's allowed to be imperfect, and she's really competitive, and she gets cranky sometimes with her kids, and like she's allowed to be a real human being. And I hear all the time from moms and parents who tell me that they love Jenna, and they feel like she feels like a real mom, and the Rathers feel like a real family, which is really something I love to hear.
And this seems definitely like a dream job because of how much Disney's played all the time. This is going to change your career for life, and no matter how long this show lasts, because they keep playing it on Disney all the time. It's always going to be available on demand.
Sure.
So look out if whenever the show is no longer around, you will have the easiest auditioning pitch ever. Hey, I'm on all the time. You want somebody who's known, and it looks like you're not going to get a typecast unless the show continues to, you know, grow. But you got to say what a great gig, but also what a learning experience, right? You're getting such a learning experience being on the set, continuing the show, and working with these kids that it opens your opportunities up big time, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really interesting because up until now, if you look at sort of the work I've done, you know, Shameless, I've been on a lot of kind of cable and, you know, more like adult oriented shows. I did a couple episodes of another show that was sort of in the kid space, but this is really the first time I've spent a lot of time working on material that's about kids and made for kids. So that's a new experience for me. And it's a new audience. I mean, I meet families a lot where the kids are like, oh my God, you're on Coop and Cammy. And the parents are like, I know you from things that my kids are not allowed to watch. So it's really wonderful to get to work on that broad a range of material. Actors don't get to do that a lot. You know, I've gotten to do some heavy drama, some grown up comedy. Now we're doing some like really kind of classic family sitcom comedy on Coop and Cammy. And so, yeah, I feel really lucky to be able to do that wider range of things. And I've talked to actors who have worked on this kind of show before, and they're all like, kid famous is the best kind of famous. Like, you know, it's like being Santa Claus to have kids sort
exactly
of watch their eyes go wide when they recognize you and get nervous to talk to you, and to be able to, you know, give them a hug and say hello to them, and it just like lights up their whole face. That's a really cool kind of famous to be, which is something that I'm learning.
Well, and that's the fantastic thing. And I'm waiting for you to be in the next Muppets movie, but go ahead, Peyton, with our next question.
Awesome. So Rebecca, do you have any other projects you are promoting right now or working on?
Yeah, so I just started shooting on the grown-up side of things. I just started shooting season 4 of the FX series Better Things, which is wonderful. And also, interestingly, I play a single mom, and it's a show about a lot of single moms. So it's an actress named Pamela Adlon who a lot of people recognize she's been in the business forever, but it's her, it's really her project. She's the star, she's the head writer, she's the showrunner, she directs every episode. It's amazing. There's really kind of no one in TV doing what she does. It's semi-autobiographical, so she plays a single working mom, mother of three teen or young adult girls. She's a working actress. I play her manager, although she fired me last season, so we're figuring out that relationship now. But her manager and kind of one of the members of her like close circle of friends, the village that it takes to raise her kids. And it's a really special show. So I'm super lucky to, and I'm doing kind of both at the same time, which feels like I'm getting away with something.
That's the great thing about different seasons. And when shows certainly come out, I think it's a great thing for an actor in that way where, hey, you know, you could do several projects and shoot a movie too. You never know. And so when you talk about specifically Enough, this show, how can you catch up on this show? Is it all FX or where are they streaming seasons 1 through 3 so that you can then
On FX. You can see, you can see earlier seasons on Hulu.
Okay. I'm about to get Hulu Live. Do you recommend me getting Hulu Live and dropping my cable?
Oh God. I'm not qualified to answer that question. I have regular Hulu. I don't have Hulu Live. I might have to call you back and have you tell me if I should do it.
Hey, see, these are the fun things we're having. I get to work now with Warner Brothers to review their different videos, and I want to do more review things, and I found a good, decent co-host to do that. So I'm always into it. I'm streaming so many different things. I'm finally catching up. You'll laugh, Rebecca, with The Sopranos. I never watched it, and I'm watching it on Amazon right now.
Oh, wow.
And I'm through season 6. I'm almost about hit through all six seasons. Then I'm going to go back to Doom Patrol from Warner Brothers. And then after I'm jumping on that bandwagon, I'm kind of figuring out I got I know the next show coming on Amazon, and then I'm kind of continued the process. But now I want to learn for I hate paying this much for cable. It's ridiculous. It's this is my public service announcement. We're paying for Internet $30 and we're paying cable $170-$180 a month. Whoa. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And you could get Hulu Live for
Go
ahead. Sorry.
This is where all that competition is good for the audience. There's a lot of like content providers competing for your business and trying to give you the best deal. And hopefully it will continue to mean that audiences get a ton of variety, a ton of choices, a ton of options in different ways to watch TV. I'm doing the same thing as you. My husband and I went back and watched Parks and Recreation, which we never watched when it was on, and like got completely obsessed with it. I'm watching Schitt's Creek now.
Okay.
Which is, I'm allowed to say because it's spelled differently.
Yes.
But you know, you end up with like a list of, I'm going to watch this show and then I'm going to watch this show.
Exactly.
And get like an itinerary of television to catch up on.
So, and that's the thing with me is I'm
everyone should add Better Things and Coop and Cammy to their television itinerary.
Oh, we will. And we make sure we'll promote it and it'll live long on my radio stations, internet radio stations and radio stations and also syndication. And that's why I love working with NBC is I pick up with these actors and I watch the shows. That's why I was asking you where I can catch up. When I have Hulu, I'll say, okay, now it's not. I like the people I interview watching their shows. I get hooked on their shows. And certain NBC shows have hooked me. And I apologize if I'm promoting other stuff, Rebecca, but I guess we're all in this game because who knows? You might be have a show on NBC next year. We never know about these things. So
it's true.
It's
true. I'm always grateful to the studios who want to hire me, and I've been lucky to work for kind of all of them, and so I'm an equal opportunity promoter.
Right, and that's the fun thing.
I love Disney the most.
Exactly. Well, and that's your exactly. And I'll say, I guess the one that gives me the biggest pub. I work with great publicists and that book me the fantastic guests. But NBC is the only one that puts me on that tour with all the TV stations and everything. And thank you NBC for that because it's just amazing to get to catch up with some amazing people on a regular basis of different shows. And they work with USA now, and it's hard to tell who owns who. And that's going to be my new thing. But I don't mind because, heck, if there'll be different streaming services, but it's going to give Netflix a run for their money. Look out, Netflix, for sure. All right, Peyton, go ahead with that last question for Rebecca.
Awesome. So, Rebecca, where can we find more info?
You can find me on social media, on Twitter and Instagram, at the Rebecca Metz, M-E-T-Z, like the baseball team, but with a Z. And at my website, RebeccaMetz.com, pretty straightforward.
And Peyton has the final question for you. And this final question is about why Peyton co-hosts with me and we do a show and how inspiring she is. Go ahead, Peyton, with your question.
Sure. So it's a question I ask all my guests. A little backstory. I was at James Madison University, actually, for opera, and I came down with Lyme disease. And there, I, it's been a hard road trying to recover from that, and I'm still struggling with it. It's a chronic illness now that I'll have to deal with the rest of my life. And, I mean, I've seen God working, like doing amazing things through it, but it's still very painful, and it's something I've had to keep fighting with. Even right now, like one of my knees are hurting really bad, and I've been dealing with some chronic pain lately. So I just wanted to ask you, what are some things that you had to overcome in your lifetime?
A challenge.
I am fortunate not to have a chronic illness like Lyme disease. I remember I grew up in New Jersey, and so Lyme was really, really present.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
For me and a lot of people that I knew in high school and that we were just starting to learn about it. But for me, the challenges have been more psychological. I think, you know, the path of being an actor is just filled with people telling you it's a stupid thing to do. You know, the odds of you getting anywhere it's impossible. You know, there's a lot of doubt and discouragement that gets thrown at you from outside. And there's always, I think for most of us, a lot of doubt and discouragement from within. There's always a voice inside of us going, you're crazy. This is never going to happen. You know, I was in LA for 20 years before I started making my living full-time as an actor. And it's really just, for me anyway, having my eye on that goal and just being tenacious in pursuing it and in having another voice to balance it out to say, other people have done this. You can do it too. There's nothing about them that's better than what you have. You know, this is doable. It's challenging. It's difficult. And, you know, I'm sure dealing with chronic pain and chronic illness, this is, you know, a conversation that you have in your own way all the time is how to overcome that obstacle. Like you have a life to live and as hard as it is, we find ways to overcome our obstacles, because the most important thing is to keep moving forward towards our goals. So, I think to some extent, whatever someone's obstacle is, whether it's illness or those voices in your head or physical obstacles or economic obstacles, you know, there's that tenacity and keeping your goal in sight always, and always finding finding new ways to keep moving forward regardless of what's in front of you. That's really what it's all about.
All right. Well, thanks again, Rebecca, for coming on. Again, great job again, Peyton,
The
questions. And Rebecca, we'll stay in touch, and I'll have to shoot you some messages telling you about when I figure out what to get rid of my cable pig. Okay. And then if I can save $140-$150 bucks a month, that goes towards groceries, that goes to maybe a night out. So I'll let you know. Okay.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
All right. Take care. Okay, guys.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
You're welcome. All right. That was the Lyrically Lime Show, everybody. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Caregiver Dave celebrity segment. And I'm excited to welcome the program Caregiver Dave. Dave, how are you? And you're so busy, right? Last week we were talking about how busy. Is it slowing down, or does it continue to become even busier for you after your trip to New York and all the different things?
I get a 1 week break, and then I got to run off again. But I'm young at heart, and so that's all that counts.
I don't want to start singing. I know you can sing, Dave, about being young at heart. But go ahead and introduce our guests today. Again, thank you again, INSP, for this opportunity. But go ahead, Dave, with the introducing our guests.
And we got two female cowboys, which would make them cowgirls. Jay Storm Denise and Tara Powers are ready to pull up their boots and prove they have what it takes to win the upcoming INSP Cowboy Competition Series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. Girls, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome.
Hey, it's our pleasure. We've never had a couple of cowgirls on the show before. It's a first, isn't it, Neil?
Yeah, everything's always a first, Dave, with us. We have to come up with something different and interesting. And that's why I'm such an interesting executive producer and co-host with you in this show. So go ahead with the first question.
Well, Jay, let me start with you. How did you get involved in this show? I mean, did you always want to do it as a child?
Oh, no, I'm a pretty quiet, shy person for the most part, so I'd never thought I'd be on a reality TV show, but there was a flyer that went around Facebook, and some people sent it to me, and I ended up, a friend of mine, she talked me in the internet, we were going to enter together, and then she didn't end up entering, so I ended up just sending in a short little video of myself at work, you know, just hauling cattle, no makeup, no nothing, just me, and
you are a horse person, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's good.
So that's interesting, Jay. So when I'm kind of following up that question from what Dave asked. How did your family members, what did they think once you said you got the flyer and you're going to audition for this? What were they saying?
They were pretty excited. They were probably more confident in me than I was about doing it. I was pretty nervous, and they all kept encouraging me. And I mean, if it hadn't been for my friends and family, like, I probably wouldn't have gone through with it on my own.
So this contest is just for girls?
No, sir. Actually, all the flyers, they only said cowboys. Like, they never said anything about girls. So when I entered, like, that was another reason I really never thought they'd pick me, because I really thought it was just for boys.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Are you the only two girls in the competition?
Yes, sir, we are.
Oh, my.
Wow. You're not scared, right? You're ready for the challenge?
Yeah, no, I wasn't worried. I mean, I work every day with a bunch of guys. Most often I'm the only girl there, and that's how it's been my whole life. So I wasn't too worried about it.
Well, Tara, same question for you.
Mine's pretty similar to Jay Storm's. The Facebook fire was going around, and I had a really good friend message me, "Tara, you have to do this," she said. Well, I looked at it, and like Jay Storm already mentioned, it said, like, you know, the requirements they were looking for, the personality types, but everything was cowboy. So that really spurred me to do it. I've always worked in the agriculture industry, and typically I am the only female doing whatever job I'm doing. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to send this in. Even, you know, if it's just for something to kind of giggle about, I went ahead and kind of made a joke out of it and entered. Well, then it got really affecting me. And no, sir, we didn't know any of the contestants beforehand.
So you think there's going to be some competition between the girls, or is it the girls against the guys here?
It's kind of like every man for himself. and I feel that Jay Storm and I did an excellent job representing women in agriculture from very different spectrums of the board as well, and holding our own in different levels in different ways.
And I'm so glad you're not a feminist and you're offended by boys, girls, gender identity, all that stuff. That's just a breath of fresh air.
I'm sure it is.
All right. Well, so, you know, so now I'm going to go back to either one can answer this question, Dave. You had to go with the next question because we've kind of gone around so far in the conversation, Dave. I just think it's fabulous that they're going to try to, they're competing with guys. So one of you, Jay, let's answer this question for me. Now, do you have a shot? Do you think you can beat these guys? You said a lot of you work so hand in hand with them. This skill set, is it a kind of a gender neutral skill set if you have the ability and the experience in doing it?
Yes, sir. I mean, obviously men are going to have more physical strength than us, and there's some tasks that are going to require physical strength when it comes to this, but a lot of it, I mean, there's ways around it. If you're not the strongest, like, you have to think about it, you can figure something out, and I've gotten pretty good at that, I guess. And you know, a lot of it's just using your brain and figuring out ways. And I've competed with, like I said, like, I work with men all the time, but I also compete in ranch rodeos, and that's a team event, so there's four people on a team. And I've entered a men's competition before where it's been, there were 31 teams and it was all men except for me and one other girl that was on my team. So it was two girls and two guys on my team, and we placed third out of 31 teams, being the only two girls there. So I knew if I could do that, that I should be able to compete in this pretty good too.
Do you notice if any of the guys are, like, actually intimidated with having girls there, or they try to, you know, like, accommodate you, or they don't want to hurt you, or they, I don't know, what's going on in the guys' heads usually, in your opinion?
I mean, I think they all take it differently, you know. Like, I think some of them were pretty surprised that we were there. Some of them expected they have a couple girls, and then, you know, some of them took us pretty seriously, and I think some of them thought it was a joke, you know. And I mean, there's definitely some of them that helped us a little bit more, and I mean I don't mind that. Like I said, like you were talking about, I'm not, like, a feminist or anything. Like, I don't have anything against guys helping me every once in a while, but
yeah.
I do like for them to know that most of the time I can do it on my own, but if I need help, like, I appreciate it, and I'm willing to accept it. But I think for the most part, the guys took us pretty seriously, and, you know, I mean, I appreciated most of them's attitude towards it.
Do they ever hit on you? Is that possible?
I mean, there was definitely a few comments, a few little flirty remarks and stuff, but I tried not to get too far into that.
I think you're just going to have to tune in and watch.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great promotion.
Yeah.
See, there you go. You're definitely in that level, Dave. Now, Dave, did you do it? Because Dave is interesting. He's a California guy. I sure as heck have no experience outdoors at all. I'm not an outdoors guy, and you wouldn't see me as a cowboy. I think they forced me to wear a cowboy hat when I was big and a professional wrestler, and I wore some of the stuff like a cowboy, but I could never handle a cowboy, Dave. So can you tell me, Dave, specifically your experience? Have you done that kind of rodeo stuff and stuff in your life?
I know my way around a horse. I've ridden horses all my life. And my sister, in fact, married a cowboy. They have a ranch up in Acton, California. And he wins belt buckles all over the place for team penning. And he does rides, and he just recently passed away. But, yeah, she's all the way. She's probably broken every bone in her body, and she keeps getting back on that horse.
Wow, okay. All right, Dave, next question.
I'm sure you girls can relate to that.
Definitely.
So what's your goal for being in the show? I mean, what do you want out of this? You want to win, but what's the next step after that?
my goal for the show is when I learned about what like production kind of had in mind, was spotlighting what farmers and ranchers do in their everyday lives, because we don't get a lot of positive promotion working in agriculture. We sure see a lot of negative stuff in the media, but very rarely do we see the positive. So it was a really unique opportunity for us to not only meet people that have different styles that we have ourselves, but also to open some dialogues and talk about agriculture and farming and the...
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.